And Des has all the Friday sports news.
Yeah, and lots of it on you. It's Gold Cup Day, album photo seeking a remarkable three in a row. And yet, that incredible story is kind of overshadowed by the prospect of Rachel Blackmore finishing as leading jockey at the festival. She had two more winners yesterday on Aloha and Tell Me Something Girl. It means she leads now the jockey's table with five winners. Well, one of the women who knows all about the pressures of the big races is Nina Carberry, who, along with Katie Walsh, blazed a trail for Irish horsewomen. Good morning to you, Nina. I sense you haven't been too surprised by Rachel's success.
No, just the dedication that she has to the sport is incredible. And now she's getting the chances, and we're really seeing what she can do. And obviously, when you get put up on those horses, you hope that you're going to do your best, and she's definitely done that and above this week. And along with that, she's got three or four falls as well, so she's able to pick herself up off the ground and not like put that behind her and go again, you know. So it's actually incredible to watch, and I'm so delighted for her. And no, it's brilliant, it's a great week for her.
And tell us, what are the challenges women face in what has traditionally been a man's world? I mean, strength, is that a factor in making the weight? What are the biggest challenges?
To be honest, to me, I've always thought if you're tactically good enough, you can ride races, and if you're able to take the falls, which Rachel is, and touch wood, she keeps injury free and that. But to me, if you're on the best horse, you have to be tactically good. It doesn't matter how strong you are in a finish. I feel that it doesn't really make a difference. But she's tactically.
Okay, the line's just dropped out. We'll come back to Nina in a moment. But Rupert Bell joins us live from Cheltenham. We'll talk about the weather in a moment, Rupert. But what's the reaction to Rachel over in the UK?
Well, I mean, we've sort of known that she's good, but now she's just confirmed it to the British racing public. And what Nina said there is the overriding impression is that, yes, she's on the best horses, but tactically she is just so astute. And you can see it, that she can make the right decision. And when you've got two greats of the game, AP McCoy and Ruby Walsh, saying that there's no one else riding better than her, then you have to agree with them, because they know more about it than anybody. And I think that's what's been fantastic. Yes, she's had those bone-crunching falls, and she's as tough as they come. But what is also highlighting just her supreme confidence, and that ride on Aloho. I mean, I was watching it with Lizzie Kelly, who's won Cheltenham Festival races, and she at the end of it had her eyes bulging on stalks, because she just couldn't believe what she'd seen from the ride that Rachel gave that horse.
All right. And Nina Carberry, do you think Rachel will finish as leading jockey?
She has every chance. Obviously, Paul Townend and Jack Kennedy are banged there, but they have to make up. They have. Can you hear me?
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
They have to make up the two wins today. So all Rachel has to do is try and have one more win, but they're going to find it very hard to catch her today.
Well, it would be some achievement, and without heaping pressure on her, of course. Rupert, the weather today has changed, I believe, at Cheltenham.
Yeah, the official ground is good to soft, good in places for a Gold Cup day. But I tell you what, it's dreek and damp here this morning. So we have had drizzle for the last sort of hour or so. So, and it might mean that it could just juice it up a bit, and those who are hoping for a really quick ground may not get it if it continues. But the weather forecast suggests it might dry up. But as I say, we've had a damp morning here. But hopefully we'll have a brilliant Gold Cup to round off this most extraordinary of festivals, which currently stands with absolute total humiliation for British trainers. And thankfully, Nicky Henderson is flying the flag from a domestic point of view. But let's just say we will remember this at the moment as Blackmore's Festival.
All right. And can I get your tip for the Gold Cup, Nina?
Should we have to go for... I suppose Album Photo, we'd love to see him do the three in the row, but it'd be absolutely brilliant if Rachel could do the double and champion hurdle and a Gold Cup. So it's great. There's great stories ahead. So hopefully everyone comes back safe and sound, and we have a good day today.
Great stuff, Nina. Thanks. And Rupert, what's your fancy in the Gold Cup?
Champ. In the JP McManus colours, trained by Nicky Henderson, and maybe I'm just being a bit blinkered with going for a British trained runner. It's probably very stupid of me, given the way your lot are running over here.
And what makes you go for Champ?
Well, he was brilliant in the what was the RSA last year. He's had a strange preparation. He ran over 2 miles, but Nicky Henderson is a master at getting them right, and that looked a very encouraging run. And we also know he runs well here. He's quirky, and it's not going to be a straightforward ride, but I tell you what, this Gold Cup looks a really fascinating one. Aplutard, I think, will probably go over our favourite because of the Blackmore effect, as it were. But I think, you know, I'd love to see Native River run well. But I just think Champ might just have the key. It was an extraordinary moment when he won last year in the RSA, coming out of nowhere. But if he can get a good ride, I think we'll be there or thereabouts.
Okay, Rupert Bell and the great Nina Carberry, thank you very much for joining us this morning. There's also racing in Dundalk this evening. In soccer, great drama in the Europa League last night. Manchester United through to the quarterfinals. A great goal by Paul Pogba gave them a 1-0 win at AC Milan. Elsewhere, Arsenal stumbled into the quarterfinals. They were beaten at home by Olympiacos 1-0, but they go through on aggregate. Pressure grows on Jose Mourinho. They lost to Dinamo Zagreb. Tottenham beaten 3-2 in aggregate there. Their captain Hugo Lloris described the performance as a disgrace. And Rangers were beaten 2-0 at home by Slavia Prague, 3-1 in aggregate. Rangers had two men sent off. The draw for the quarterfinals of both the Europa League and Champions League is live on RT News now at 11 a.m. today. Also live today on RT2, the opening match of the Airtricity League featuring champions Shamrock Rovers playing St Pat's. Waterford and their new manager Kevin Sheedy travelled to Drogheda, and that game can be seen on Watch LOI. The other big event of the weekend, of course, is Ireland versus England in the Six Nations tomorrow. Donal Lenihan joins us now. So, Donal, lots of changes in the Irish team. England having a mixed season, I suppose. How do you see it going?
Yeah, it's a difficult one, Des, I think. Look, at the outset of the championship, we might have expected at least one of these teams to be playing for the title on the last day, but that's not the case. I mean, they're fighting for a third place finish, probably at best. England, if it was the England side that we saw at the start of the championship, then you'd fancy an Irish win. But since then, England were outstanding against France last time out, and Ireland having lost James Ryan and Gary Ringrose early in the week, to lose Will Connors to a training ground injury yesterday was a massive blow. So, you know, the pendulum seems to be swinging very much towards England, I'm afraid.
Yeah, you think those changes, there's a lot of changes, but given the squad nature, is that less disruptive than it would have been years ago?
It is, but look, you look at a player of the quality of James Ryan, especially given how good Ireland's set piece have been. The other thing I think that's been disappointing is, either by accident or design, we ended up with a back row for the last two games of Tadhg Byrne, CJ Stander back at eight, and Will Connors, who were absolutely outstanding. Now, because of injuries, none of those players feature in the positions that they were originally selected in, and CJ is the only one who's still in the back row. Tadhg Byrne gone to second row, CJ gone to six, and Jack Conan coming in at number eight. So a lot of disruption. Personally, I'd have loved to have seen Ryan Baird being backed and given an opportunity in the second row, keeping Tadhg Byrne in the back row. But I think, once again, Andy Farrell has gone with the tried and trusted.
All right, well, we'll see how it goes. And Donal is going to be part of our commentary team with Michael Corcoran on Saturday Sport tomorrow. Meanwhile, there are three games this evening in the Guinness Pro 14. Leinster play Ospreys. It's Munster versus Benetton and Ulster versus Zebre. And finally for now in golf, Shane Lowry is in a tie for ninth place going into today's round two of the Honda Classic in Florida. He's on 3 under par. The leader on 9 under is Australia's Matt Jones. Padraig Harrington finished on 2 over. And Graham McDowell, a disappointing 9 over par.